היום יום חופתי סדר א', הפתירה ויחריס יהיוד הגמר ומסיפים פוסק ראשון ואחרי של הפתירס מוכר חידש. חופתי סדר א', תופשין גימול, was פשע שקולים. We read the הפתירה of שקולים. Our minig is that we start from ויחריס יהיודו, which is according to minig ספר that we read the מלוכים בייז from chapter יוד א', פוסק יוד זיין, till chapter יוד בייז, פוסק Zion. Unlike Ashkenaz, who start a little later from the beginning of chapter Yud Beis. But then it was also Erev Rish Chedesh. It's Choftes Oder. Tomorrow is Rish Chedesh. And when Shabbos is the day before Rish Chedesh, Sunday is Rish Chedesh, we say the Haftarah Mochor Chedesh. But this time we are only saying the Haftarah of Shkolim. So we add towards the end the two Psukim, the first and the last Posik of the Haftera of Mochor Chedesh. About this, there is a whole discussion in Poskim. The question is, what happens when we have a conflict of Hafteras? What do we do if there are several reasons to read different Hafteras at the same time? Let's say it's Shabbos Chanukah and it's Rish Chedesh, or in our case, Shabbos Shkolim and Mochor Chedesh, and so on. The same thing is also Rish Chedesh. For example, if Rish Chedesh is 2 days, and the first day Rish Chedesh is Shabbos, the second day is Sunday, and we have to read the Haftarah of Rish Chedesh and the Haftarah of Mochor Chedesh tomorrow. How do we deal with this? So in general, there's a rule, we don't jump from one Novi to the other. If they're not in the same place, for example, by us in Shkolim, the Haftarah is in Melochim, and the Haftarah of Mochor Chedesh is in Shmuel. So it's two different Neviim. For the reasons of confusion, we don't jump from one to the other. However, when it comes to Rish Chedesh, it's established that since the content of both Haftarahs, the Haftarah of Rish Chedesh and the Haftarah of Mochor Chedesh, are both about Rish Chedesh, so it's not so bad to jump from one Novi to the other. But then, the question is, in a case like now, there's absolutely no connection between the content of the Haftarah of Shabbos Shkolim and the Haftarah of Mochor Chedesh. And therefore, there are those who would suggest that we don't say it. And the same thing is about Chanukah. It's the same idea. It's completely different topics and completely different Neviim. At the end, the Rebbe determines, based on what the Friedrich Rebbe told him, that our minig is that we will add the extra Haftarah, even if they're not from the same Novi, and even if they are not from the same topic. Mevorchim Rish Chedesh Oder Sheni. Today is Shabbos Mevorchim Rish Chedesh Oder Sheni. The Rebbe reminds us, Amiris Kol Atilim Bashkoma Yemisvado. It is our minig based on the Friedrich Rebbe's takone that we say the entire tilling before davening, and it is a day of farbringen. Ba'amiris l'chaim yesh tein eschoes. When we say l'chaim, there are two versions how we respond. The first version, l'chaim tovim l'sholem. The man who said l'chaim, we wish him to good life and life of peace. V'tam ha'brocha, why do we have to give such a brocha? L'hiyeis ki b'shtiyas hayayin ha'niskeres b'pam ha'rishena b'teira. Hoyo teitzoes loyte. The first time that wine is mentioned in the Torah, the drinking of wine, the results were not good. Vayochel Noach, after the flood, after the Mabul, Noach went to grow a vineyard, and he got drunk, and the results were negative. And then there's also Ve'etz Hadas Gefen Hoya, there's one opinion that says that the tree of knowledge was also grapes. V'lochein mevorchim sheyayin zeh yilchaim tevim. Hence, the response is that we bless him, that this wine that you're drinking should be for good life, and there should be no negative results. Then there is the second version. The Magid used to respond, to life and to blessing. It happened once that the Alter Rebbe was present by a Fabrengen of Chassidim. The Alter Rebbe responded to someone saying, by saying, like the Magid. After the Fabrengen, the Chassidim discussed amongst themselves what was the reason for this version. They never heard this. This was the first time they heard this version. One of the Chassidim said, since it is known that when wine enters, the secrets emerge, and in the divine service of Hashem, what does it mean, the the secrets come out, it means the revelation of the spiritual emotions. Lochen skukim lebrocha. When you have a revelation of spiritual emotions, you need a blessing, you need a brocha, that this revelation should be successful. V'anusachu l'chaim lebrocha. And the version that we say is l'chaim lebrocha, to life and to blessing. What is the meaning of the word livrocha? Livrocha also spells out oisius levrako. It has the two words in it, levrako, a soft heart, meaning a sensitive and responsive heart to spiritual stimuli. Atzemach tzedek omer al zeh. Atzemach tzedek said about this. Dos ken zogna achosid vos hot gedavnt un giton in aveda dreisik yor. This is something that can be said by a chosid who davened and he occupied himself in the divine service of Hashem for 30 years. This is from a Fabrengen of the Friedrich Rebbe. By the Fabrengen, someone asked, why is it by Chassidim, Chabad Chassidim in particular, that we say L'chaim Levrocha, and the rest of the world, they say L'chaim Tovim L'Sholom? The Friedrich Rebbe responded that L'chaim Tovim L'Sholom we say because we want to make sure that the wine that we drink should not have negative results. According to Nigle, we have the story of Noach. It's clear, it's in the Chumash, it's in the Gemara, and then according to Nister, according to the secrets of Teder, the Medr says that the tree of knowledge was a grape. But since, the Friedrich Rebbe concludes, wine is mentioned, whether it is by the tree of knowledge, whether it is by Noach, the results were negative. Therefore, we bless the person who is drinking wine that it should be to good life, or it should be to life and to blessing. And the Magid used to say L'chaim v'levracha, but till today, the Rebbe says, we do not know what was the reason. And then he related the story about the chosid who said this word that we have in the Ayem Yem. Tzemach Tzedek, when he heard this, he says, ah, a gishmak word. This is a very meaningful and pleasurable saying. This can be said by a chosid who for 30 years served Hashem with intensity.